Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Health and Safety Authority is investigating an explosion at a car yard in Letterkenny this morning. The mother of a six-year-old boy who found a pipe bomb in Derry believes it was a sectarian attack. It's anticipated that the contractor who will be tasked with overseeing the delivery of the Gidor sewage scheme will be appointed in the coming days. And investigations are continuing after a boiler was stolen from a property in the Ballybuffet area overnight. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. But first in news, the Health and Safety Authority is investigating an explosion at a car yard in Letterkenny. Two men have been hospitalised after a fuel container ignited at a premises in the town at around 11:30 this morning. Gardaí and the HSA are investigating the workplace incident. A young boy in Derry has escaped injury after lifting the remains of a pipe bomb. The find was made at around 6 o'clock yesterday evening. Sean O'Regan has more.
The six-year-old boy was out playing in the front garden of his house at around tea time yesterday evening. He picked up the remains of a pipe bomb that is believed to have been already detonated in the Curlew Way area of the city. A security operation has continued at the scene since the discovery. His mother, who wants to remain anonymous, says it was most likely a sectarian attack.
It's because of religion, because I'd speak to people from town and have them in my house, but obviously other people don't agree with it, so this is the outcome. It's ridiculous that people can't just let dead things lie like.
Speaking this morning, she was still in shock.
Sick, just what could have happened? The rain could have... Oh, it's just sick to my stomach.
The PSNI say that this incident shows the blatant disregard by those responsible and that they are completely reckless.
Conservative MPs are meeting to consider a rule change which could allow another confidence vote in Theresa May. There are also rumours of a row in her own top team over the British Prime Minister's new Brexit offer. At least one minister has asked for a meeting with her this evening. Some in her cabinet could be prepared to tell her to go. Sky's political editor Beth Rigby says there are now multiple moves to oust her.
Two cabinet sources have told me they now think we are at the tipping point and it's time for her to stand down. It could be a movement tonight, it could happen in the next few days, but I can tell you now, Mrs. May's days are well and truly numbered.
It's been confirmed that a Derry shirt factory is to close with the loss of over 30 jobs. The Smith & Gibson company is based at Victoria Road in the city and the newly elected mayor of Derry Instaban has pledged the council's support. Donald Kavanagh has more.
Mayor Michaela Boyle said this afternoon that council will be working with relevant statutory agencies to ensure comprehensive redundancy packages for workers are in place. They'll also be pressing for suitable retraining and education opportunities. The mayor welcomed news that a significant number of the workers impacted by the announcement have been recruited by O'Neill's Irish International Sports Company. Mayor Boyle said news of the job losses is extremely disappointing and highlighted the fact that in her inaugural speech as mayor, she committed to do all she can to attract jobs, investments and regeneration to the city and district. Councillor Boyle said she'll be putting pressure on both the British and Irish governments to place job creation high on their agendas for the people of the North West region.
It's anticipated that the contractor who will be tasked with overseeing the delivery of the Gidor sewage scheme will be appointed in the coming days. The scheme, one of the first of its kind in Ireland, will be rolled out on a pilot basis to 50 houses in the Gidor area. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says this scheme could lead the way in delivering a unique sewage system for rural communities right across the county.
My understanding that the contract is about to be signed with the contractor who will start the pilot scheme in the Up the Gidor sewage scheme, and that's a huge welcome because for 40 years our community have been hearing different politicians talking about this, promises of delivery, but now finally we're going to see this scheme being delivered with construction beginning during the summer period. So this is huge relief for the area, which is needing this scheme for a very, very long time. And it's the first time that this type of technology will be used in Ireland, and they're doing this as a result of a case that myself and MEP Matt Carthy took to the European Commission, which forced the government's hand to deliver this scheme. And if this proves successful in Gweedore, it can be used as a template for many other communities right across Donegal and indeed right across the state.
And as you said, there is hope that the scheme could be extended and could benefit more of the county.
Yeah, well, what starts, the pilot scheme will start with 50 houses and businesses, just to show, it's a demonstration project to show how this technology works, that's available right throughout the world but has never been used in Ireland. And then after about 12 months, then the rest of the Gweedore area of Bunbeg and Derrybeg will be extended into. But this technology, as I said, is unique because it doesn't need huge engineering work. It's very simple to install. It requires a pump outside every house, and it's really designed for more rural communities. So this could be a relief for many other small towns and villages throughout Donegal and indeed the state who don't have the necessary infrastructure but don't have the population to warrant a major old-type sewage scheme that Irish Water and others used to deliver.
Investigations are continuing after a boiler was stolen from a property in the Ballybuffet area overnight. The thieves are said to have gained entry to the locked boiler house located at the back of the premises and made off with the equipment. The property is owned by Donegal County Council, and it's understood that under the terms of agreement, it's up to the tenant to replace the stolen boiler. Speaking earlier on the 9 till noon show, resident Aaron, who has a young child also living in the house, believes he shouldn't have to foot the bill for the crime.
He just point blank said in the tenancy agreement it's down to the tenant to maintain the boiler. And my argument is, you know, we maintain the boiler every year, we service it as we're meant to, but how can you maintain something if it's not there no more? And like I explained to the woman on the phone that, you know, we have a 3-month-old baby, you know, I need a boiler as soon as I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not something you can just, you know, I might not have 500 or 600 euro lying there to go and buy a boiler, you know, £300 sterling is easy enough to, you know, you could probably find it through Provident loans, you could get it. There's means, but to be able to then get somebody to install it, and then hoping there's no more damage inside the machine, you know, once they cut things, you know, it's just one of these things that I don't want a big bill like that. You pay rent for a reason. You'd have imagined that their piece of equipment that they pay maybe, you know, maybe under €1,000, including fitting and installation of everything per house. You think they kind of want to maintain it and keep it that way, you know, keep it secure. Mm. They've obviously not, because it's obviously easy enough for these people to get into it.
The Fianna Fáil leader says Ireland's claim culture will be impacted by a case being taken by a Fine Gael TD. Maria Bailey is suing the Dean Hotel in Dublin after she fell off an indoor swing on the premises. She's claiming negligence and that the swings were unsupervised. Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin says it will lessen the impact of politicians trying to fight claim culture.
When we were young kids in the inner city of Cork, fellas broke ankles and hands and every bloody thing. So no one ever thought of lodging a claim against anybody. And I think there's a limit to what people should be doing. And I think this does impact on the claim culture. Creates, you know, who are they in Leinster House to be complaining about a claims culture if they're doing it themselves?
Meanwhile, local Donegal election candidate Noel McBride believes the government and stakeholders must take action to tackle the high insurance premiums before it's too late.
I honestly think that what has to happen here, the EU investigation into the cartel has to be speeded up and dealt with without delay. And the Irish insurance market needs to be opened up to competition. And I think if that was to happen, that our insurance premiums would drop for our drivers, young and old, for our businesses, for our farmers, so on and so forth. We're all using the roads, we're all using facilities, and it is an absolute disgrace that insurance premiums are at the height they're at. And the stories that I'm hearing on the doors, I suppose I've been on the road now for about 7 weeks or so, and the stories that you're hearing from ordinary people about their house insurance, about their car insurance, about their business insurance, it's just unbelievable. And it's time for this to stop. And, you know, the government needs to take action, and all the stakeholders need to start working together to make this change happen, insurance premiums for the people and for the county that we live in.
Concern is said to be growing among residents in the Twin Towns over the speed and careless driving by some motorists travelling on the Drumbo Road. The route, which is also home to the Finn Valley College, is used regularly as a bypass of Ballybofey and Stranorler, with ongoing calls for traffic calming measures to be installed along the road in a bid to curb the problem. Local councillor Cahirla of the Stranorler Municipal District, Patrick McGuigan, is demanding action from Donegal County Council as a matter of urgency.
In the past, there had been ramps there, and I know the council and the TIA are not in favour of ramps, but there are other traffic calming solutions, and residents are really at their wits' end, and they're insisting that Donegal County Council Road Design come out and meet them to agree some form of traffic calming, which I believe is reasonable.
Now, coupled with this, there's a pathway along the route which appears to be locked at present. This would, if opened, I suppose maybe alleviate some of those safety concerns by residents there.
Yeah, because the Drumbo Upper is an area, it's a lot of elderly residents and a lot of new housing. And back something like 7-8 years ago, when the new Finn Valley College was being planned and designed, the council insisted and put on as a condition that a pathway would be made down alongside the college. And this was constructed at the time. And I was both chairman of the Finn Valley College and a member of the ZTB, which I'm not any longer. But that happened 7 years ago. The new pathway was constructed, but because the ETB insisted that the county council would take it in charge with insurance, etc., they put gates on the end of it. And obviously now it's 7 years later, and that pathway is constructed, but it's locked up. There's gates on either side of it, and residents and councillors, I must say, are very, very frustrated at the lack of action.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Pre-order your new Celtic jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 13 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We begin with soccer. Declan Devine has been critical of the league, with Derry looking into a six-week break before their next home game. Recent hectic schedules seen the Candy Stripes play back-to-back home games. And with matches to be called off due to underage internationals, it will be July the 5th before Derry are expected back at the Brandywell. Speaking after last night's defeat to St Pat's in Dublin, Devine says it doesn't make much sense.
Sums up where the league is at the minute, in my opinion. Look, I'm the first. I've been the first to turn around and say, bring on the games, they're great, this is what we want. But they not have a league game in 6 weeks and 2 and 4 days. Where's the common sense? There's nobody at this game tonight. Mm-hmm. We're at two of the biggest clubs in Ireland. There's nobody at the match. Mm-hmm. There's nobody here. If you look at the attendance, it's probably about 700. 4th, 3rd, 5th. Two great football sides. Two big clubs. Why is people not here? Because they haven't got the money to come to so many games. We haven't got one for 6 weeks. Yet we've 2 now in 4 days. It doesn't defy. It defies logic. It's just not right. So whoever's running the league, whoever's... Look, I've sat back and I've turned around and said, look, it's great. These games are brilliant. They're coming thick and fast. But in hindsight... We've played 18 games up to this point, plus a League Cup game, and now we don't have one for 6 weeks. That's madness. It's madness. If anybody can give me a feasible excuse for that, then I'm all ears.
Derry City manager Declan Devine. Now on to school soccer. It's been a fantastic day for Cairn Donagh Community School, who have lifted the FAI First Year Girls National Cup title. In today's final after extra time, they defeated Presentation of Wexford by 3-2 at Oriel Park in Dundalk. Ellie Long scored both of Cairn's goals in normal time as it finished 2-2. Extra time was needed, and Clara Gill was the young girl who stepped up to score the winning goal for Cairn Donagh and give them that National Cup crown. Maurizio Sarri has denied that he's spoken with Juventus about their managerial vacancies. Reports from Italy are claiming the Chelsea boss has been approached about replacing Max Allegri at the Serie A champions. But the 60-year-old says he will hold talks with his current employers after next week's Europa League final before deciding upon his next step.
I have no contact with the other club at the moment, so I have to speak with my club first of all. After the final, no, I want to know if they are happy with me or not. Only this, but I have two more years contract.
In other soccer news, Peter Cech is set to return to Chelsea this summer in a new sporting director role at the club. The Arsenal goalkeeper will retire from playing after next Wednesday's Europa League final in Azerbaijan against his former and future employers. Chelsea have been without a technical director since November 2017. Stephen Reid could be taking up a coaching role with Scotland. It's reported today that the new manager, Stephen Clark, is expected to add the former Republic of Ireland midfielder to his management team. Reid played under Clark at West Brom. Donegal Youth League action continues tonight in what is the final week of regular games before the exam break. Cadhu play Drumkeen, Bunnagee to go on Swally, Fanadar up against Gweedore, and Erin Wanderers play Letterkenny Rovers. Letterkenny Rovers and Swally, of course, top the table. Clonus will play host to the Ulster Senior Football Championship semi-final between Armagh and Cavan on Saturday the 2nd of June. The game will have a 4pm throw-in and will be preceded by the Ulster Camogie final. The Ulster Council have also confirmed that Cavan's Breffni Park will be the venue for the other last four matches in the Football Championship, with that game scheduled to be played on Saturday, June 8th. The game will involve the winners of Antrim and Tyrone against the victors from Fermanagh and Donegal. Also fixed by the Ulster Council this week, the semi-finals for the Minor Football Championship will be played on Friday, the 21st of June. Both semi-finals throwing in at 8 o'clock. Donegal are taking on Monaghan at Brewster Park in Enniskillen, while Derry will face Tyrone at the Athletic Grounds in Armagh. And in the Ulster Under-20 Football Championship, Donegal start their campaign against Fermanagh at Brewster Park on Friday the 28th of June at 8 o'clock. Derry will play Armagh on the same night at Owen Beg, and then on Sunday the 30th of June in the quarterfinals it's Tyrone against the winners of Down and Antrim. Well, the countdown is very much on to that quarterfinal between Fermanagh and Donegal at Brewster Park in the Senior Championship this coming weekend. Donegal are the holders of the Anglo-Celt Cup, and Paddy McGrath says they will have to play as Ulster champions this weekend.
There's a good buzz here within the team, hey, and look at we are Ulster champions, and we have to go into the game as Ulster champions, hey, and we have to defend our Ulster title. So look at, we know that that's not going to be easy, and I think every man's well focused in on that as well, like, and they know the job they have to do. Obviously Rory managed us before, so he knows us and we know him, and we know what kind of game it's going to be like. So not a good buzz about the team.
There's more from Paddy McGrath in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com, and there'll also be more on Fermanagh against Donegal with Tom Comack on the GA programme tonight. Usual throw-in is at 8.30, and not forgetting about the match itself. Donegal against Fermanagh at Brewster Park, live on Highland Sunday Sport this weekend, as from the 2 o'clock throw-in time. In boxing, the International Boxing Association has been suspended as the governing body for the Olympic Boxing Tournament. The decision follows a lengthy investigation into the AIBA's governance. The IOC say that boxing will keep its place in Tokyo 2020 with an alternative organisation to be set up to run the competition. And finally, in rugby, the RFU's performance director, David Nikifora, has signed a new three-year contract. His new deal will keep the Aussie in the job until the end of the 21-22 season. He took over the job in 2014 and says that he's excited about driving further advancements in the Irish game. That's it for today. Michaela, next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 news.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, the Taoiseach says he'll raise the climate change and Brexit with Donald Trump during his visit to Ireland next month. The US President will fly into Shannon on the 5th of June. He'll have a meeting with Leo Varadkar before going to his hotel in Dunbeg. The Taoiseach says he has a number of things he wants to discuss with Mr. Trump.
I'll once again explain why Ireland is so much in favour of the European Union, and I'll also try to make the case once again for a strong European-American partnership when it comes to trade, the economy and security. We'll also discuss Brexit, I'm sure, and once again I will try to explain our perspective on Brexit and also our commitment to the Paris Agreement on climate change.
And finally, the Department of Education is being accused of dragging its heels on the tendering process for St Mary's National School in Stranorlar. At present, it's understood that the design team is in the process of completing the pre-qualification process to select a shortlist of contractors for tender stage. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says it's imperative that local contractors get a fair chance of tendering for the job. However, Deputy Gallagher stressed the project should be firmly off the ground at this stage and is calling on Education Minister Joe McHugh to fast track it without any further delay.
The enrolment there at the moment is 450. The new school will provide for 720 in 24 mainstream classes. And anyone who knows where the school is beside the church on over the bridge in Stranorler, it's extremely serious. The traffic is a major problem there. And, of course, it's prone to flooding as well. So I'm putting it to the Minister now and the department to immediately give those who are on the shortlist an opportunity to tender, and that this should be dealt with. They're saying 7 or 8 months. I think that's much too long, and there are many children there who are anxiously waiting, as are the parents and the staff who are working in very difficult circumstances in a school which is 61 years old, where they have 9 prefabs.
And we are coming to the end of another school term, the beginning of another. In your opinion, this project could be well off the ground at this stage?
Well, there's no doubt about it. Planning permission was granted for the new school some 7 years ago. Then after the 5 years, a request was submitted to the council to extend it for another 5 years. And the clock is ticking all the time. I'm just afraid that these delays are possibly deliberate to save money. And of course, we have the minister in Donegal, but he has to, as he says, wear the Donegal jersey. But as far as St Mary's is concerned, the Donegal jersey has not been worn by him.
Weather now, dry this evening with some late bright or sunny intervals. Breezes light and variable in direction. Tonight will remain mostly dry with clear spells and lowest temperatures of 6 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Health and Safety Authority is investigating an explosion at a car yard in Letterkenny. Two men have been hospitalised after a fuel container ignited at a premises in the town at around 11:30 this morning. The mother of a 6-year-old boy who found a pipe bomb in Derry believes it was a sectarian attack. Police are continuing to investigate after the device was picked up by the child in the garden of a house in the Curlew Way area yesterday evening. Meanwhile, it's been confirmed that a Derry shirt factory is to close with the loss of over 30 jobs. The Smith and Gibson company is based at Victoria Road in the city. And investigations are continuing after a boiler was stolen from a property in the Ballybuffet area overnight. The thieves are said to have gained entry to the locked boiler house located at the back of the premises and made off with the equipment. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 22nd of May. The death has taken place of Anthony Mitchell, 387, Ardbeathan, St Johnson. His remains will repose at his home from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Bathan's Church, St Johnson at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Brian Doherty, 22 Hollywood Avenue, Waterside, Derry. Funeral from his home tomorrow morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Columb's Church, Waterside. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Ardmore. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Foyle Hospice. The death has taken place of Ruth Barr, 3 Lizowen Green, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Jim Elvin, Greer House, Clare, Donegal Town. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The house is private, please. The death has occurred of Sarah Porter, née Evans, Main Street, Lifford, formerly of Carrickmore, St Johnson. Her remains are reposing at her late residence in Lifford. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Paramedics Ambulance Service, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Tony Doherty, Giblin, Rishini, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 to the Oratory in Ballyliffin for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in St Mary's Church Cemetery, Clonmany. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Ard Even Alzheimer's Unit, Carndonagh, care of Comiskey Funeral Directors. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Patrick Coyle, 30, White House Park, Derry, and formerly of the Bray, Garvery, Burnfoot. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral tomorrow afternoon, leaving his home at 2 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church, Fawn, for 3 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Foyle Hospice, Coolmore Road, Derry, care of any family member, or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Johnny Gallagher, Mossfield, Church Hill. His remains are reposing at his brother Noel Gallagher's residence at Mossfield. Requiem Mass in St Columbkill's Church, Dundoan, at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by burial in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Medical 2 Patients Comfort Fund, care of Charlie McLafferty, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Mary Boyle, Tully Cleeve, Ardra. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow evening at 6:30 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, arriving at 7:30. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Hugh Burke, Caroan Burt. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Angus's Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Vincent de Paul or Lough Swilly Lifeboat, care of any family member, or Murphy Funeral Directors.